Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Before we pray our prayer of consecration, I just want to let you know that there's a message from our own J.D. Walt at the end of this audio. I'd encourage you to spend some time to hear what he has to share with us. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we enter our meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading is titled, In Christ We Are Sanctified. And our passage is 1 Corinthians 1, 2-3. Hear the word of the Lord. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace and peace to you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider this. To be sanctified in Christ Jesus means that Jesus has made us holy by his work on the cross. We are set apart and pure in the sight of God. We are seen through the lens of Christ. From that position of being made holy in the sight of God by the saving work of Jesus, the saints, which means holy ones, are engaged in a transformative process of sanctification that touches every area of our lives. Let's talk about that process. The process of ongoing sanctification, or ongoing transformation into Christ-likeness, simply means that God is at work within us to make us like Jesus. In other words, we are sanctified before God because we are in Christ Jesus, Romans 1:2. And because of this union, God is transforming our lives daily to become human as he intended. Let me illustrate this idea of ongoing sanctification, which is rooted in being sanctified in Christ Jesus. When I first met my friend, he was not a follower of Jesus. His demeanor was one of anger, confusion, and self-protection. He was a man who had a hard life, and his heart matched it. But God. God's grace had been drawing him his entire life. After some conversations between us, he decided to visit our church one morning. At the end of the message, I gave an invitation to come to the front to surrender to Jesus. He began to walk toward the front, and many eyes in the room welled up with tears. We gathered around him in love, and as we prayed for him, he came to Jesus. He was sanctified, made holy in Christ Jesus. What happened next surprised me in the best of ways. He was in Jesus. Jesus was in him. Weeks began to pass. He began to learn the way of Jesus. He was taught about his union with Jesus and about the love of the Father for him and others. He immersed himself in worship every time our doors were opened. His hands, raised high in worship week after week, were becoming clean, right along with his heart. Psalm 24:4. I watched the transformation with my own eyes. We all did. The Spirit was at work in him, conforming him to Jesus. He began to evidence the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. He began to express love in a 1 Corinthians 13 manner. He started to become a peaceful presence in my own life and was generous with his love and care. Then, over months, he began to selflessly minister to others in remarkable ways. He was a changed man. Grace had drawn him into union with Jesus. Grace had saved him through Jesus. Grace was now transforming him from glory to glory into the likeness of Christ. And all along the way, his eyes were softened by the love of God for him. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Sanctification means we are set apart as God's people, and the Spirit within us is making us like Jesus as our lives are offered to Him in completeness. The Spirit of Jesus is at work in us, loving us, living through us, changing us from glory to glory. We begin to practice the way of Jesus in all aspects of our lives, public and private, and the Spirit changes our attitudes, our motives, our affections, and our desires. We nurture communion with Him, and we begin to desire an awareness of His presence more than anything else. We fix our eyes on Him. We go through trials that test our faith, and we run the race set before us. Hebrews 12:1-3. Sanctification means that Jesus living in you and you in Him is taking over. You're on a journey to become like Him, changed by His relentless love for you. As an apprentice trains to become like his or her master, you are in training. 1 Corinthians 9:25-27. You will not find comfort or rest in remaining as you are, nor in behaving in ways that are more like your family upbringing than they are like Jesus. Your attitude is on its way to becoming the same attitude of Jesus, who took on the nature of a servant. Philippians 2:5-11. Like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, you may not always love the process, but you will love the result. You will bear the good fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. He is faithful and He will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Here is the best part. His heart will grow within you. Your eyes will shine with the light of Jesus like sanctuary lights radiating through stained glass on a winter's night. Sanctification is about Jesus making you a sanctuary of His presence, lighting the world with the love that is lighting you. We are made holy, sanctified, perfected in God's life and love by our covenant union with Jesus. Then we are daily transformed in Christ's likeness. He is in you, at work in you, to accomplish the goal of you coming into the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. Let your sanctifying work continue in me. Transform my thoughts, words, actions, and the inner attitudes of my heart into your own. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Have you ever heard the word sanctification before? If so, what did you think it meant? How has your understanding changed as you read today's entry?
Well, good morning, good morning. I'm here again today with another PS for you, my wake-up call friends. J.D. Walt here. Maybe some of you have never met me. You've just jumped in with Susan Kent or Dan Wilt, and I'm one of the other writers on the wake-up call, and I'm coming back May the 20th, I believe it is. It's coming soon, Acts of the Apostles, Season 2. I wanted to just interject here a brief word of encouragement and invitation, and we're going to sing again at the end today. We're going to sing number 334 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. If you don't have that hymnal, maybe you want to look up the hymn online. Maybe you know the words already. It's Trust and Obey, one of the great standards, Trust and Obey. Well, anyhow, here's what I've got to say today. I got a note from a reader the other day with this question. You guys almost never ask for money. Do you need help? Truth be told, we do make an invitation for giving twice a year. Once during the sowing season, and once during the harvest season. And we do run a tight ship at Seedbed. I was so impressed with the farm team, as they actually found 18% cost savings in producing the wake-up call this year. You know, at a time when inflation is driving everything up, we are lowering the cost. I want to ask you if you would pray about sponsoring a day or part of a day for this upcoming year. The buy-in for sponsoring a day of the wake-up call is $300. Again, that's 18% less than it was last year. Half a day is $150. A quarter of a day, $75. Any gift of any size is welcome and appreciated. You can find a link in today's email at the PS where you can give. As I said, I'll be back with Season 2 of Acts beginning May the 20th, and I want to point out to you, we've got a supply of these Wake Up Call companion journals, and I'd love to get one of those in your hands. The link to get one of those is in today's PS in the email. And now, for you, a special treat. We're going to sing. We're going to start. We're warming up. I've missed singing with you. I've heard some of you've missed singing with me. We're singing the old songs, the great hymns. Today we're going to sing Trust and Obey, four verses. We always sing them all. This is another one of the great ones, and this will get you going today. Number 334, 334, Trust and Obey. Are you ready? When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Last verse. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's hard to beat that one, isn't it? Well, gang, we're getting closer to our reunion, and we're going to have a 14-week journey together, and we're going to dig right down into the depths of the Word of God, and we're going to sing every day. We're bringing Holy Spirit stories back on every Saturday. It's just going to be a party, guys, a Kingdom of Jesus party. The Word and the Spirit are going to flow. So let's be praying. Let's be praying for, pray for me, pray for us, pray for the reach of new people. I want to encourage you to start inviting people to consider joining us for that journey, new people. We're growing, and this is not about numbers. It's about faith and hope and love. It's about the kingdom breaking forth and taking ground. Guys, we need it desperately. So Yeah, and thank you for praying about making a financial investment, a gift into this ministry. It means so much to us. It encourages us, but beyond that, it just helps us do what we're doing. Thank you. Let me thank you. I will look forward to seeing you out there on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.